Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved angels of light, beloved beautiful beings on this planet, and Shri and I are here with you right now.
Bienvenidos.
Was that bienvenidos?
Well, it's the way I say it.
It is the way you say it. And you know, I love that because isn't it extraordinary? Here we are celebrating the last Sunday of October. You made it. You are here and you are ready and you are open. And oh my goodness, are we guided.
What a powerful month indeed.
Yeah.
We have danced with the lunar. We have danced with the solar.
We've danced with Mercury.
Yeah, we have re-danced with...
and we have reset ourselves to neutral. And that's the blessing is that, you know, Mercury is now out of retrograde. We had that extraordinarily stunning and powerful solar eclipse just a few days ago. And now we're heading into an incredibly passionate, intense, yet beautiful. And Shri and I are calling it No December because November and December are really going to be one energy. And if you're catching us in the archives anytime after October 28th, be sure you go to our YouTube channel, officialshriandkira.com, and watch the video for the November. I got to get that word together yet. The November, December predictions and energy revelations. We're going to be talking a lot about the energy revelations and a lot about the actual ways that things are gathering together. And this is why I just love, Shri, where we're going to not only culminate October with this show, but really bridge into November.
Absolutely. You know, every one of us is creating our future through our actions and choices this now. And while that fact has always been so, it seems that the potency of our choices, the potency of our path is more visible, more profound, more present than ever before. And I just want to offer everybody a big hug and say, you're doing great.
Truly.
Keep on going.
Absolutely. You know, and let's extend that hug to like all of humanity, all of the beautiful beings on this planet, because the reality is that we are here and we are on an extraordinary journey. And remember, October was about the inward journey, but it was about not keeping that inward journey private. It was about allowing yourself to express through the revelations of the inward journey. So it wasn't about telling everybody about your personal journey. It was about living your life to this full beauty that you are. And one of the things that we are really, really pleased, I think is the word I would want to use, Shri. He's looking at me going, where are you going with this, Kira? But I think we're really pleased about...
I'm happy to be pleased.
is that in October... there has been such an extraordinary energy of worldwide momentum moving into this energy of cooperation. You know, all this year, Shri and I have really been sharing about the energy of cooperation versus competition and making sure that we all have the opportunity to dive deeply into our own heart space and realize that there is a cycle of plenty for all. Even though for many, they're choosing to dive into the absolute opposite of that, which looks like a cycle of lack. And that's kind of where we're going today. We're going to be talking about cycles, but in a very different way.
Well, you know, and one of the things that pops up in my mind as I hear you say that is our news is, and I'm talking about the conventional news.
Right, yeah, mainstream news, yeah.
It's so filled with polarizing sound bites.
Oh, absolutely.
Where the lack of substance, but the heaping serving of alarm is
the heaping serving of alarm.
It's very present. And if you spend a little too much time being hypnotized by the glowing tube, well, they don't glow anymore, do they? They're flat.
No, they don't. But, you know, I have to, I think we would be remiss if we didn't discuss the fact that talking about cycles, the cycle of fear is part of what respun itself in October. And either you offered yourself the gift of really breaking free, resetting to your own neutral beingness, or you were spun into a frenzy. And, you know, one of the things that's spinning into a frenzy is this Ebola scare, and the way that that is a cycle of information that is being used to perpetuate. It's like, let's divert. I really feel like we're in the middle of the ultimate shell game. You know, it's like, well, divert everybody's attention over here.
It, without wanting to sound conspiratorial or paranoid,
right.
What I want to offer is, anytime you start seeing a global news cycle based upon fear and alarm, you know that they're wanting to distract you from
exactly
something else.
The grandest, you know. And look at what has gone away from the news, or what's become secondary or very hard to find headlines. And we have this gathering, this weaving of energy. And this is what's so important to look at as we culminate this energy of October, as we offer ourselves this restoral, renewal, refreshed life, reinvigorated experience, as we allowed ourselves this beauty. It's time to start looking at the weaving of the generations on our planet. You know, we are especially moving into November and December, which we're seeing really as one energy in these 2 months. It's very much about gathering the raw materials for the tapestry.
The raw materials. You know, there are so many generations and energies, soul energies that are interplaying at this time. And, you know, I am a member of the baby boomer generation.
And you've become our wise elders.
And now all of a sudden I say, wait a minute.
When did I say yes to that role?
Exactly. There's a duty or a responsibility that's incumbent with the elders to offer wisdom, guidance, and perspective. And yet, there were so many bright, shining souls birthed into this planet in the 90s, and especially after the millennium, these crystalline children who are shining so brightly. And one must wonder about how we will interplay the contributions of each generation.
Well,
how are they going to dance together?
I love that. And what I love is that it's about also letting go of labels. You know, as much as these are words that people enjoy, you know, so many people will write or call and just say, oh, they want the label put on their child with this air of specialness. And we want to invite you to recognize that the invitation to the description of an energy is all it is. It's an invitation to a description to assist you to have greater understanding. But when we start labeling, whether we perceive that label to be good or bad, or however we perceive a label to be, it's a label. It's basically a bound energy. Whereas if we can free ourselves to see these, even, you know, baby boomer, millennial, Gen X, now we're dealing with hipsters and variations thereof, hippies, or, you know, going back to all the labels, it's about seeing them more as descriptions and freeing ourselves to have the experience of our true beloved self.
Absolutely. And there's a discipline involved. You know, the world is giving us so much opportunity to reclaim our mastery, to look beyond the seeming differences. And I remember a few years ago, we developed a training that seems very appropriate for this time and age, and it was called Storm Training.
Absolutely. I think it's more relevant now than probably the day we brought it forward.
And Storm, STORM, stands for See the Oneness and Reclaim Mastery.
Exactly, because that's what a storm is, an opportunity to stand in the silent center rather than be, you know, whipsawed. And isn't that what's happening on our planet?
Absolutely. And now more than ever, each and every one of us must really cultivate the capacity to be able to take that deep breath in and to be able to hold the presence of trust and love in the face of this illusionary dance of polarity.
Yeah.
Because truly, when we look behind the fabric, when we see through the density, we begin to feel the reassurance of the one.
Well, and you know, last week's show was all about oneness, and we're really, really weaving together the tapestry. And that's why I love the focus of today's show. I want to share with you guys, remember, we are live right now. If you want to jump into the queue before we get our guest on, you can go ahead and call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008, and get you into the queue for a mini soul reading, to ask a question or jump into our extraordinary conversation, because we're going to dive deep. We're going to go beyond the labels. We're going to dive deep today and really talk about, you know, what is the world we're really creating for ourselves and our children, and how will these next generations affect our collective future? Because, you know, Sri and I were giggling about this the other day, and I'm really excited to bring our guest on, because I was sharing with Sri that, you know, as baby boomers, and Sri and I are kind of like on both ends of that generation, but as baby boomers, we are in a position to assist through a technological shutdown, right? We're seeing more civil liberties being destroyed. We're seeing freedom going away. We're seeing freedom of thinking surrendering itself to groupthink. I mean, over 90% of people make their decisions based on a groupthink and a persuasion based on fear, and that there is an opportunity to synergize, work together, to see the weaving of this tapestry so that we can all come together to support ourselves, our beloved planet, our beloved expansion of the divinity that we are. So it's a very exciting show, and I'm very excited to be culminating October with this energy.
Absolutely, because it's a big world, and it's time for each of us.
Getting bigger or smaller.
Well, it's a big world that's within reach. And what's happening for all of us is the opportunity to cultivate our individual passion in a collective harmony.
Absolutely. And passionate action versus activism. It's just so beautiful.
And so we're really delighted today because we have a wonderful guest.
A really precious woman.
And our guest is Meg Blackburn-Losey, and she is the author of 9 books, including bestsellers Touching the Light, The Secret History of Consciousness, The Children of Now, and I believe just released The Children of Now Evolution.
Woohoo! I know a lot of people have been waiting for that one.
And she's referred to by our readers as Dr. Meg. She's passionate about consciousness, healing, and the overall construct of creation, including beyond the measurable physical.
Oh, I love that. She's also just an amazing person that we've had the pleasure of spending time with.
And Dr. Meg has been researching the possibilities of consciousness and awareness and has guides tours to sacred sites. She's a wonderful keynote speaker, and we are delighted to have her with us now. Mm. So, Meg, welcome to the show.
Hey, I've missed you guys. It's been too long.
We agree.
And don't thanks you for having me today.
Oh, our joy. Totally our joy. We are just delighted to have you here, and congratulations on the new book. That must be a very exciting time for you. So catch us up. What's happening in the life of Meg?
Oh my gosh, it's just insane. You know, I'm traveling with a group trips to sacred sites and working with indigenous people all over the planet, which is really cool because we're all saying the same thing. I was listening to your intro, and you know, it's true. It's not just here or in your neighborhood or mine. It's everywhere that these energies are affecting everything and changing everything. And I really loved what you said about not using labels. Sometimes, you know, when you're a communicator and you write about things like I do, you have to find ways to make sense. And that's what I did in the earlier Children of Now. I was trying to make a point where the kids are amazing and they have different traits, and these different traits all come together and overlap and that kind of thing. And wow, did that get out of hand. But it was just crazy, you know, all the emails that I got. I get emails from kids, from parents and caretakers, and what am I and how do I fit? And interestingly, you were mentioning the baby boomer thing. Well, we are the bridge generation. We are the ones that stepped up and said, I am, I can, and I will be, but I already am, if that made any sense at all. And you know, by us stepping into who we truly are, you know, these are not gifts that people are waking up to. This is an evolution of humanity, and it's a fast-forward evolution, and it's an evolution of consciousness. And with consciousness comes higher intelligence. And unfortunately, right now, our technology has outgrown our psychology. And so I'm out there in the trenches with you guys saying, wait a minute, stop, be still, get back to basics, remember who you are, and look inside and find what's true for you. Because so many of us are having a really hard time with that because of all the drama and trauma that's in our face all the time from our world, as you were talking about. So that's one of my real passions is helping people come back to themselves. And reminding everyone that each of us is a bright light in all of creation, unique And that creation could not possibly live without any of us. It would actually implode, because each of us is that important in the spectrum of how everything's put together. So watching these kids coming in after what we've been doing is just an honor and a privilege. And wow, are they amazing. That's all I can say.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. I love that. And I want to go back to something you just mentioned, because mm-hmm. it really hit. I mean, a couple things you just said just really hit so beautifully. But I loved how you said about how we've basically outgrown our psychology. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, especially I'm looking at Sri as a psychotherapist. This is something we have talked about quite a bit, is that when we have a society, when we have people that are trying to overlay a paradigm that no longer applies, is part of why we're seeing the drama, part of why we're seeing the chaos. It's like people are holding on to the drama like an old coat and saying, you know, this is my favorite coat and I want to wear it, versus getting rid of the coat and saying, oh my gosh, that feels so much lighter and freer. And so there is this juxtaposition right now of all of the generations.
Well, that and the rise of fundamentalism, or at least coming forward in the media.
Right. Well, exactly. It's what's being proposed, because the media is clinging. It's like a little child going, I want my candy. I don't care what you say, you know.
Amen, sister. You know, here's the deal. We're being desensitized by all this information. It's coming at us too fast, real time. The technologies, particularly with the adults too, but particularly with the kids, everything is distance, you know, texting, social media, video games particularly are very real, and our kids are not realizing that dead really means dead. And that when a hero gets shot, they really don't get up, you know.
No, that's a powerful thing to remember.
And the interpersonal relationships are getting so watered down with technology that there's not, like, when we grew up, there was a real sense of the person, you know, a real sense of the heart and the emotions and the and what affects all of those things. Well, things are going so fast now, we're evolving beyond that. And it's scary for me watching the kids, because, you know, a lot of them are creating inner fantasy worlds, and they're doing things that are really pretty awful. We just had another incident here a day or two ago.
Exactly.
And so I'm really concerned about that. And one of the messages that I wanted to get out with the Children of Now Evolution is that we have got to get back to each other. Yes. We cannot lose sight of each other. Each of us needs to do our inner work. I don't mean that we don't. But what I'm saying is we have to notice each other. We need that eye-to-eye contact, that heart-to-heart thing. And we need to really, really get back into interpersonal relationships so that our kids realize how much everyone matters. Because the technology is taking them right out of that.
Well, exactly. And there's a phrase, I think it goes something like high tech, high touch, mm-hmm. meaning the more technology we have, the more our need for touch is brought forward.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And you know, I remember back in my formative era, you know, back in the late 60s and 70s, they introduced encounter groups.
Right.
And there was a kind of a fad and a trend to break the ice, get to know each other. And this was before the advent of the personal computer.
Well, you know, as I'm listening
And then it all faded away.
Well, it did fade away. And as I'm listening to both of you, I have to share what's coming to my mind is it's a movie that came out a few years ago that I still to this day wish everyone would watch, called The Last Mimsy. Have you seen that movie, Meg?
I love that movie with all
Me
my heart.
Too.
I've watched it about 12 times.
and guys, if you have not seen The Last Mimsy, go see it, because what I love is that it actually shows kind of this, you know, this is what happens if we don't, you know, it's our future coming back to us saying, don't forget that it's about touch, that it's about a heart, that it's about each other, that it's about this gift of one to one. And essentially, where humans look like bugs until the very end, they literally unzip the suit and look at each other again without looking through the eyes of, you know, artificial technology. So it's really a very powerful time, because we're at the moment. You know, the moment is here. This is not coming. It's right now. And this is why I'm so passionate about the generations, because we have, you know, I was giggling with Sri a little earlier about how, you know, in the 60s, it was about free your mind, free your soul, be available, you know, look at each other. And now as that generation kind of enters into the wisdom keeper role, more than ever, that message needs to be delivered and received. So it's really beautiful. And at the same time, a fascinating challenge that's being dropped on all of humanity.
Yeah. And, you know, as human beings, we tend to create things outside of ourselves that reflect what's going on inside. And what we're witnessing is humanity is almost there. We have got the internet. We've got all this technology. And all that's doing is what we're completely capable of doing with our own consciousness. But we need to see it and touch it and feel it and smell it so far. But we're coming to a point where that's leaving a lot of emptiness in people. So people are really looking for what's missing here.
Yeah.
And it's everything we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's particularly, I'm advocating for the school systems to change how they're running their classes. And, you know, you said something a few minutes ago that's one of my passionate things, and that's that we're running the world on paradigms that are over 100 years old.
Exactly.
Particularly the school system, literally, the curriculum was devised around 1900, and that's still being followed. And you've got kids, and even some of the adults, but they're being made to sit in a classroom and learn in linear fashion, you know, in uncomfortable environments that are overloaded visually and aurally and institutionally, and they don't think the way we did. They've learned because of the leaps in our technology, and any time there's a leap in consciousness, there's a leap in intelligence. So these kids are naturally able to compartmentalize information in fragments until they get the whole piece. And they're so uncomfortable in these environments, they move around a lot to shake off the excess energy. And when they do, then they're labeled ADD, ADHD, you know.
And then they're drugged.
Sorry?
And then they're drugged.
And that's it. And then they're being drugged. And I don't know if it's still going on, but when I put the first book out and I spoke in certain areas of the country where there's a lot of pharmaceutical corporation activity, I'll just put it that way. I was that for casualness. I was literally told by people that worked in those places and in doctor's offices and schools that the schools and the doctor's offices were being rewarded by the pharmaceutical companies. The more drugs that were prescribed, the more money they got, or perks or whatever. That's supposed to be illegal, but they were finding ways to make it work, not so directly, you know, and that just terrified me, because I had parents contacting me and saying that social services had showed up at their door and said, if you don't drug your kid, we're taking him away from you.
Yeah.
Now that's extreme, but that had actually happened. And
that's happened more in more than one way, certainly through these children that are not conforming to the government's idea of a norm. And then we have the whole issue about privacy and vaccinations and other choices that are being legislated. You know, we have some callers standing by. And before we move into commercial break, why don't we take we have a first time caller on line 5. Let's say hi to Mubin from Canada.
Namaste.
Hola. Namaste. Greetings, Sri and Kira. Very happy Diwali to all at Tosa.
Oh, muchísimas gracias, sí, and to you.
Thank you. Your previous installments have greatly helped me stay centered during the last two turbulent months of September and October, and I thank you for that. I had my birthday on October 23rd and emailed Briella requesting for a mini reading, and she said she would make sure that Sri and Kira mentioned my name online.
Absolutely.
And here you are.
And that's why you're our first caller today, my love. We skipped ahead in the calls and said, there he is. And I want you to just take a breath and feel our love around you, Angel. And when Briella handed me your email, my heart just soared, because you're at such a magnificent year for you. One of the things that happened for you, and of course, no coincidence that your birthday coincided with that beautiful eclipse, is that you're at, and forgive me for using the word, you're at an eclipse of your life, meaning that there is a, the words they're giving me is a monumental choice of great momentum, and that as this choice comes forward for you, this year will unfold. And it's funny, they keep using all these M words, magic, majesty, momentum, and more. And so those are your four M words for the year. And I want you to feel your heart right now, because you have an incredible heart. And your heart is like lined in gold. And they keep telling me that the gold that is inside your heart is now ready to be felt outside as well. And that that gold energy will propel you, prepare you, and push you. And I'm sorry they keep giving me these words with these letters. But you have these beautiful, they like dance around you, my love. All the energies around you dance. Oh. And they dance, they look like with beautiful mudras and movements. And they're saying, allow your flow to be golden, allow your heart to receive, allow your life to move forward, and may this year prove all that you have ever asked. And so it is.
May I add one thing?
Sure.
Sure.
Hey, sweetie, you've got to believe in you. Everything she said is true. But I'm sensing a hesitation, and I'm not sure what that's about. But go for it. Whatever it is, you can do anything. So all of that is true, and your system has released a lot of that old stuff in the last couple of months, and you're really ready to rock. So, you know, put your head up and put your feet in front of each other, because you can do it.
I am in awe, because I feel really lighter and actually relieved.
Excellent. Yes.
Beautiful.
Keep one foot in front of the other and smile at everything.
And feel how much we love you and honor you. And thank you for the joy of connecting with you in person today, my love. Namaste, beloved angel.
Love you guys too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, that's always a delight to connect in person. And we're going to, we have a couple other callers standing by. Just keep breathing, keep standing by.
Whew, what a big show.
Patient break, and then we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Meg Blackburn Losey. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you now.
Ooh, we are. Sri. Sri's giving me the eyes, guy. He's so cute.
Well, and, you know, now is where it's at. And, you know, and in the words of Archangel Zadkiel, remember, there is only now and the soon to be now.
I love that quote. That's one of my favorite quotes. And, you know, speaking of the now, I hope you've been with us for the whole show. But if you're just joining us, we are in the midst of an extraordinary conversation with an extraordinary guest, Dr. Meg Blackburn Losey. And we're really diving into the weaving of the generations and what's happening with our kids and how we can come together. And this is really a powerful now, Sri.
Well, and as just to bring us back to that topic,
please,
you know, I was practicing as a family counselor, psychotherapist in the 1990s. And
just yesterday,
that's when it seemed like ADD, ADHD was starting to rear its head.
Right.
And the one thing is, as some parents brought children into the office, what I realized intuitively at that time is these kids needed to get their hands in the dirt. They needed to finger paint. They needed to get out of the institutional environment and let the left and right hemispheres of their brain have a conversation. And yet, it was about, at the same time, there was the rise in the technology, the Nintendos and the video games. And as you pointed out earlier, Meg, these children are being taught, even though they don't realize they're being taught, they're being conditioned by these games to give credence or to believe in an artificial reality.
Exactly. And unfortunately, it's even carrying over into adults. That's why we're seeing so many police shootings. These young cops have played these games for years, and then they want to be, you know, law enforcement, and they have that same mentality from the artificial intelligence, so to speak, and it's scary. But the good news is, the really good news is, the kids that are coming in, you know, since the late 90s, are really going to change our world, and we're here to help them.
Exactly.
And, you know, we've got the crystalline kids who are completely about the heart. If you ask them why they're here, they'll tell you that they're here to remind us how to love each other and ourselves, because so many people have forgotten how, or if they even needed to. And they're natural healers. They're all about social change. And when they hit about 10 or 11 years old, they start acting, and they're very noticeable. We've seen a lot of them in the news inventing things, changing the way things happen in their school, their village, whatever. And then we've got the star kids who are all about the earth and all about inventing things and technologies and how to make the earth more whole and well, because they can feel it and they know that things need to happen. So as these kids start getting older, some of them, you know, are now 15, 16 years old, it's not going to be very long before we start seeing a lot of them out in the public working together as a whole. It's kind of like both halves of the nut came in one generation, the total yin and yang as far as us and our planet. And they're going to be coming together and doing some pretty darned amazing things. And they're going to find ways to bring that spiritual nature back to us as human beings, back to our world, and away from all of that stuff we've been talking about earlier that's old paradigm. They're not going to tolerate it. They're
well,
very
right.
powerful. Yeah.
You're right. And so it brings me to this question then, which is also about the weaving we've been talking about of all the generations.
Exactly.
Everything you're saying is 100% correct, which then puts the onus on the other generations. And I keep wanting to go back to the baby boomers and the Gen X's and the millennials, because we are the ones that are responsible for weaving the world that they will create within.
Exactly.
And that we seem to be at this tipping point moment of what are we leaving for them and how can we really assist them, because their message is so clear and their energy is so strong that it's time for the rest of us to remember ourselves as well, so that we can pave a way for them versus make it hard. You know, right now they're really having to swim upstream. And it feels like there's things we could all be doing to collaborate versus separate.
What you said something a minute ago is one of my favorite things to talk about, and that is, what are we leaving? You know, as I have taken people to one sacred site after the other, I noticed that as they approached the site, they'd get into what I call their holy place.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be very reverent in the space, and they would have this wonderful energy exchange. And one day it occurred to me to say, you know, don't think about what this site just gave to you. What have you left for those who come after us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was your intention? What was the energy that you left with those rocks or that place? And what are you going to leave in the world? Everything you do, every moment, every energy that we express communicates to creation and says, this is the reality we want.
Right.
So it comes then to live intentionally and with the knowing that everything we express, whether it's a thought, a word, a breath, a motion, anything – an act, any of that tells creation, I want more of the same. So if we can be aware of that and realize that we don't have to carry everybody else's stuff, we're responsible for us, and how are we expressing me in the world every day, that's how we change the world. We live by being true in ourselves and an example that shines a totally different light. And that's
what we
can do.
I'm smiling because, you know, I said, I love what you're saying, and it's bringing a smile to my face. It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, and it's actually from Mother Teresa. And it's a beautiful quote where she says, do not wait for leaders. Do
right.
it alone, one person at a time. And it's absolutely the truth. And that one person at a time, you know, leads me to another one of my favorite quotes from Gandhi, which is, you know, essentially, we cannot change the world until we change ourselves. And so as we are each remembering ourselves, because that's really what we're in the process of doing. And of course, mm-hmm. one of the greater gifts of the chaos of the polarity is that opportunity to remember ourselves. And then, of course, cosmically, in October, we were really supported on a global scale. Scale to remember ourselves, but as we remember, so as we come together remembering ourselves, it would seem to me, and I want to go back to something we were talking about before the commercial break, that part of how we can remember ourselves is how do we start removing the pharmaceutical stranglehold that's on so many of our school systems and our children?
Well, they only survive when we participate.
Agreed.
And I think that their commercials should be outlawed, just like smoking commercials were.
Yes, and
alcohol commercials were. What mm-hmm. the pharmaceutical company is doing every day, every 5 minutes on every channel, is basically undermining the mentality of people to convince them they are sick and they need something. And I am a strong advocate that that should be illegal and that this needs to stop, because what they're doing is they're basically in control of their own studies at this point. And so they're putting drugs out way too fast before they're really, truly proven to be safe. And then a year later, you get the legal notices. If you took this medicine, you know, we've got to stop participating. We've got to stop believing them. We need to take very good care of ourselves. I'm not saying that. And there are times where prescription medications are necessary. I'm not against it. What I'm against is what they're doing to the psychology of people, particularly in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the United States is certainly the poster child for the institutionalization of mass groupthink.
But it's not just the United States. I mean, living internationally, the one thing I can certainly say is that, especially down here in Latin America, we've got major pharmaceuticals down here and companies. I mean, you'll drive by their factories that are tripling almost relentlessly, because they're getting away with things that, believe it or not, the United States legislates. I mean, it's almost worse outside.
It is. I know for certain that, you know, when they outlawed the mercury in the vaccines, there's a whole paragraph about the vaccine, not paragraph, a whole chapter about the vaccines in the new book, The Children of Now Evolution, which, by the way, comes out November 1st. But a little friend told me Amazon has early copies. What happened is the whatever store of vaccines that were left when they were outlawed here were sent to third world countries. Mm-hmm. And so they're still being used in places like where you guys are and other areas. And we've got to start being more diligent. We've got to know what's in that stuff that's going in our kids and on ourselves. And we don't need to be pharmacologists, but we certainly can ask the questions, because it's not... For instance, the vaccine, that's the bad thing. Vaccines are good, but it's what they call the carrier that's in there. And it, historically, that has included things like mercury, which has been studied for interstellar travel as a fuel, and thimerosal, which is just as bad, and several other things, which are conductive materials. And as you know and I know, and we work really diligently to teach the world, consciousness is energy. It's not limited to our body, and it's not limited to time or space, and it's very subtle, and it's very responsive. Energy is intelligent. So when something happens, the energy responds. And when you put conductive material into a body, like in a vaccine, it expands the energy field so that the consciousness cannot properly seat in the body. And since it can't, we're seeing quite a wide spectrum, for instance, of autism, because every person, every child is harmonically different. And the way their energy reacts to those conductive materials is directly relative to their frequency set. So medicine is doing things out of ignorance that are changing an entire generation epidemically, and we've got to become more aware. And there are ways to check what's in that stuff. You can check by batch. There are 800 numbers you can call, and you can ask your doctor's office to show you what they're giving your child, and you can check the batch number before that child receives anything. Mm-hmm. And that way you can avoid some of the problems we've been seeing.
Now, one of the things you're saying, though, brings us to empowerment, because in order to do that, you have to really buck a system that does not want you to be empowered.
Well, you're dealing with personal empowerment or personal authority together with education.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The education is not only about the chemistry that's being spoon-fed to our kids, but it's also about the very nature of holistic health.
Right.
Exactly.
There's one of my favorite things on the planet. In terms of a helper medicine is colloidal silver. It's nature's antibiotic, and it's very, very safe.
And yet the FDA
continues to roadblock it as they do almost any natural, widely available treatment.
And this is why it comes back down to the courage to have the ability to be self-empowered and the courage to not buckle to the pressure of a group think that has been manipulated, because that's really what we're dealing with.
And you're dealing with two levels of education. One is this health issue. The other is, how do you take action in a society that has got... It seems that all of the institutions in North America have become rather stodgy.
They want you to be afraid.
The entropy, the structures. Now, it's been a while since I've had to deal with any local school board, so I don't know if it's changed. But I know that back in the 90s, you had to be pretty vocal in order to have your voice heard. And I don't think it's gotten easier.
I'm sorry for interrupting. It's not about a revolution like people think.
Right.
It's about each of us asking questions and remembering that these are our children, these are our lives, whatever the case might be, and being willing to accept only what we discern is okay, and not being willing to be forced into anything else. And all it requires is asking some intelligent questions. What's in this stuff? That's a great question.
What are the side effects?
Right, right. And having the courage to ask, because for some people, that is a courageous question.
Exactly, exactly. And being able to speak for our truth and not quit saying they will do it or they are doing it, whatever, and realize that we are them, and just be an example one by one, ask the questions, vote, whatever you can do to contribute to anything, do it. You don't have to be a big swath across the whole world. You can do what you can do, and that's all that it need. It's all we need. If we start doing that, then pretty soon there will be so many of us. We will be such a force that there's no stopping us. And you know what? We are there. There are that many of us. The question is, are we doing it?
And this is the essence of what Kira and I refer to as passionate action, is when we begin to listen to our hearts and are willing to articulate what we feel and know is true, we start creating an authentic wave of energy in the world.
Well, and then we empower our spiritual discernment. And, speaking of discernment, we have some beautiful callers holding.
Well, yeah. On line four, we have Gretchen from Minnesota, who has patiently been waiting.
Oh, what an angel.
So let's bring her into the conversation.
Namaste, Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if there is, if I could get a mini soul reading around my job, my career. I've had a lot of changes lately, and I'm feeling a little lost. I did receive a new job a couple weeks ago, and I was very excited, and I still am liking it, but I'm feeling like I'm not fitting in, and I'm not sure if there's another direction I need to go. And I think I'm overthinking it, so I just need some direction, if I could, if there's anything out there for me to receive.
Sure, sure. Meg, did you want to offer her anything before I do?
My first comment to you was going to be, you're way overthinking things.
Yeah.
And here's what happens when we do that. When our mind is that active, first of all, it interrupts our ability to hear our intuitive nature, because our intuitive nature is very subtle and our brain is very electric. And so it creates a field where it kind of keeps our intuitive nature out, so we feel lost. The second thing is, when we hold on to something as tightly as you're doing, we literally create density in our own energy fields, and we're not able to communicate with creation on a full level, so we feel kind of off to the side and not sure of things. So my suggestion, from what I see energetically with you, is, wow, you need to relax and start breathing and know that everything is a choice. And if it doesn't work out the way you want it to, you can always choose again.
I'm not able to hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Gretchen, we're getting a little feedback on your line, honey. And when you listen again, I want you to really tune in and listen to everything that Meg just said, because it was really valuable. And what I want to offer to you, Angel, is, in addition to that, is simply the fact that you are in this position right now because you're still learning. There is a aspect of your empowered self, and I'm smiling that you called today, and we were just talking about that when your call came into us here, but there's an aspect of your empowered self that you're still doubting, and that the beauty of this position for you is that it will, in the end, offer you freedom from that doubt. And the minute you allow that freedom from doubt to fully anchor everything Meg just mentioned, what everything I'm sharing with you, you're going to pop through. You're also really resonating with the number 8 today. And so they're giving me a sense of like 8 months. And so it looks like the next 8 months for you will really be about finally resolving the remnant of doubting your beauty, your truth, your passion, your life, and then you're going to be free, Angel. And so celebrate. I would smile. This is all a good thing, and I agree with Meg and everything she's sharing with you. Let the mind go. Have fun and swim. It's a beautiful time to swim. We love you, Gretchen. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Blessings. And remember, to all of our listeners, it really gets down to self-trust.
Yeah.
You are the divine in form.
Yeah.
And as you live this life straddling the worlds between this mass consciousness density world where we're interfacing with highways and freeways and ads and television and all that stuff of the world.
Oh, I was wondering what word you were going to make up there, Sri.
I'm not making
that was a good anymore. One, though. Stuff works.
I think it works.
Yeah.
Well, stuff happens. then we're multitasking into our inner world and our intuitive sight that is really helping us see the fabric of creation upon which this grand dance is expressing. And as we touch that, feel that, and allow it, trust becomes stronger. Remember, the dance in front of you, your lives, your interactions, all of that is the stuff of discernment cultivation.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Sri. What you're bringing is to one of my favorite topics, which is spiritual discernment, because that's the beauty. You know, and I also feel that's what these children are teaching us. That's what the events in our world are teaching us, is it's inviting all of us to really gaze and say, are we growing with our own spiritual discernment? Have you witnessed that, Meg?
Absolutely, absolutely. And here's the deal. A lot of us don't realize that we have that possibility, because we've been told to conform and be something or achieve something or whatever. But the truth is, discernment is the greatest tool that we can give ourselves, because when we discern, hey, for even this, is this mine or is this something else? Because so many of us want things to feel good, we take on other people's stuff and it doesn't work.
Exactly.
So discerning what, first of all, is ours, and second of all, gee, what's my truth now? And a good way to do that is listen to our body. Our body scientifically is proven to act before our brain can. So if we catch ourselves tensing or holding our breath, stop and take a nice deep breath and say, okay, in this now, what's my truth, or where is my resistance? And just becoming aware of how many times a day we do that will free us very quickly, and it's only about being aware that we have that option.
Absolutely. There, you know, we all grow up in this hypnotic soup, and this hypnotic soup consists of our family of origin, our culture of origin, and all of these belief structures that shape our perceptual filters. And as we continue to grow and start listening to our hearts, we begin to notice the distortions.
Yeah.
And this is the essence of, you know, the manure for discernment. The distortions out there are the tragic actions of those that aren't listening to their hearts. That the projection of beliefs upon unfairly, really, upon other classes, mm-hmm. other peoples, and all of these things going on in our world, we need to remember. And you brought this up early on in the show, Meg. We're in this together. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't exclude anyone. Everyone is included. That phrase that came through in the late 60s about spaceship Earth, mm-hmm. we're all on the same vessel, sharing exactly. this environment, sharing this beautiful Gaia. And until we can be inclusive, we'll never find peace in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll just create our bubbles.
And you know, here's another piece of this that I feel like is really important, and I know that y'all are on the same page, is that everybody has a set of tools. Not everybody's is as full as everyone else's. It's not about that people are mean or they mean to be, you know, misleading us or anything. People are doing what they think is right.
Mm-hmm.
And all we need to do is show them a different kind of what that looks like and not take it all so personally, because we tend to. Or we tend to try to conform to it so we feel like we fit, because as human beings in these temporary bodies, we somehow seem to think that's a really big deal. And what we need to realize is we're already perfect. There's nothing to change. And everybody's doing the best they can, which is all we can ever do. But how we go about that is how we make a difference.
Well, I appreciate that, because that's the essence of forgiveness, which mm-hmm. which it creates that smoothness of grace to come in, to forgive others, recognizing they're doing the best they know how given their state of consciousness.
And that's the key. You know, it's mm-hmm. like it's the ultimate forgive them, they know not what they do, because everyone is doing the best they can given their state of consciousness. Inherently, if they could do better, they would. And when we can relax into that and then respond, we have the gift of weaving the tapestry. And that's really what today's show has been about.
And speaking of the weaving, Dr. Meg, let's hear about what you're going to weave in the coming months as our show comes to a close today.
It always goes so fast.
Share with the listeners the website where they can learn more about you and what's coming up.
Thank you so much, and it's been really awesome talking with you. I've missed you. My regular website, my main website, I should say, is spiritlite.com. That's spiritlite.com. It's a big site, a lot of free stuff on there, a lot of good resources. And the website for my Touching the Light certification course, which is a year-long, three-level course that I teach every year, is touchingthelight.org. And wow, over the next month, I just watch the schedule on my website on spiritlight.com. I'm in the process of scheduling a number of things. I'm participating in a cruise in Alaska in June, and looking at maybe doing Scotland and Wales sometime next summer, and putting together a conference in Hawaii that got delayed a little bit. But there are a lot of different things coming up. My schedule's in constant fluidity and motion, so check with it regularly. And also, I'll be sending out tweets with I'm doing a lot of interviews, and what's so fun is they're all so different. So I'll be sending those out on my social media, and I'm everywhere as Doc Spirit, D-O-C, Spirit. And easy
That's
to find.
Great. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, and one thing that you're reminding me that I want to share with everyone, it's a choice mm-hmm. to continue to expand. It's a choice to continue to grow. And I believe that in order to honor and respect that choice, we need to associate with others who are doing the same. We find that support makes the path a lot easier. And whether one touches into the cruise or the conference or the book or the radio show, whatever it is, these are the choices that will make the journey more gentle and more expansive.
Indeed.
And so we thank you for contributing to the choices, you know, the healthy choices that are out
there. Indeed. And we have missed you too. And what a pleasure to have you on. And I know the book's going to be outrageously successful. Thank you for letting us share it with our listeners.
Well, thanks for having me. And again, it's called The Children of Now Evolution. And it's got all the answers that I didn't know how to speak of when I wrote the first book. The first book was an awareness kind of thing. This book is really hard-hitting. It's got answers about vaccines, GMOs, autism, all of the different types of kids, and with a stress that there is no label, they're all awesome. But
awesome.
I really hope it helps.
Well, certainly it will help, because we know that you wouldn't write anything otherwise.
Exactly.
What I'm telling everyone is this is not a new book. It's a wake-up call. And I'm not about selling the book. I'm about the information to help these kids, because we've been damaging them without realizing it, and we've got to stop.
Yeah, that's very true. And thank you. You know, it's always amazing to me how quickly these shows go. And so we're just delighted to have had you with us today. Remember, beloved ones, if you want to learn more about Dr. Meg Losey, just go to Spirit Light. Remember, that's light, LITE.com.
And for all of our listeners, we invite you to take a deep breath and to let that smile come to your face as the show comes to a close for today. Each and every one of us is precious. Each and every one of us makes a contribution. Have no doubt, you're doing it perfectly. And until we have the joy to be with you again, may you remember that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.